Humsey McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient. Lynn, L-Y-N-N-C, Scoffern, S-C-O-F-F-E-R-N. Her address is 1420 Sherman Avenue, apartment 20, Chico, California, 95926-2790. Her date of birth. Her insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield. The her phone number is 650-483-4171. It is addressed to Madison W. Deppenwolf, D-E-M-P-E-N-W-O-L-F, NP, North State Primary Care, 564 Rio Lindo Avenue, Suite 102, Chico, California, 95926-1852, phone 530-965-9900, fax 530-965-9265. The clinical indication, history of long-standing headaches. New paragraph, history of reduced benefit of sertraline taken for many years. Dear Madison Deppenwolf and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lynn Scoffern for neurological evaluation. As you know, this 63-year-old mother has a 33-year history of having recurrent cephalgia, which by its nature suggests a migraine. New paragraph, she was treated with sertraline for a long period of time, but more recently this has not been effective. New paragraph, she presented with a clinical history of hypothyroidism, dyslipidemia, recurrent depression, treated osteoporosis, abnormal weight gain, and impaired fasting glycemia. New paragraph, family history was positive for coronary atherosclerosis, dyslipidemia, renal failure, cancer. Drug abuse and overdoses in the family. spasm with torticollis, and rheumatoid arthritis. There was also a family history of diverticulosis, normal bone density, daily half a pack tobacco use, occasional alcohol, less than once a week. She has one child. She underwent pilonidal cyst removal in 1989, hysterectomy at the age of 40, tonsillectomy in 1967. No history of surgical complications. She has a past history of allergies, anxiety, depression, diabetes, headaches. Possible heart disease, dyslipidemia, hypothyroidism. Childhood mumps and measles. New paragraph, she presented with a history of lethargy, chills, and malaise, but no fever or weight change. She gave a history of dry mouth, mouth breathing, tinnitus, and sinusitis. She also gave a history of wheezing and shortness of breath, comma, abdominal pain with nausea, vomiting, constipation, change in appetite, frequent diarrhea, GERD. She also reported difficulty urinating, increased urinary frequency, incomplete emptying, no incontinence or hematuria. She reported muscle aches, muscle weakness, back pain, neck pain, cramps, and osteoporosis. She reported dizziness, frequent and severe headaches with migraine, no loss of consciousness, no weakness, no numbness. She reported anxiety and agitation. Her general evaluation showed lethargic and depressed mental status. She takes Armour Thyroid. She has to strain to empty her bladder. You your analysis was non-disclosing. New paragraph, diagnostic testing results. Cervical MRI with 3D reconstructions, July 6, 2013. Parenthesis, Dr. Zachary Lippman. Showed minor discalcified complexes, C4 on C5, C5 on C6, C6 on C7. Borderline central stenosis C5-C6, findings of nasopharyngeal retention cysts. Next paragraph, lumbar MR imaging with 3D reconstructions, July 20, 2017. For evaluation of chronic low back and bilateral leg pain for several years. Disc heights are normal. There's desiccation of L1, L2 with right paracentral disc bulging. 1 millimeter of annular disc bulging, L2, L3. 1 millimeter annular disc bulging, posterior laterally, L3, L4. Mild facet arthropathy. Annular disc bulging, 1.5 millimeters. Mild facet arthropathy. L4-L5, L5-S1, 1 millimeter annular disc bulging. No evidence to suggest acute or subacute osseous abnormality. Normal paraspinal soft tissues. New paragraph, MRI brain with and without IV contrast, 6/22/2022. Study shows minor paraventricular foci, punctate in the corona radiata. There is lobulated cystic foci in the nasopharyngeal soft tissues with mural enhancement, indeterminate. Clinical correlation indicated. Ultrasound abdomen complete 2/3/2022. The study showed a small left renal cyst, otherwise unremarkable. Paragraph, lumbar MRI, 3D reconstruction, 7/20/2017. The study shows slight dysnarring, L1-L2. Mild spondylitic degenerative changes at several levels with annular disc bulging. Mild facet arthropathy at the lower three lumbar levels. New paragraph, there was no focal disc protrusion, canal stenosis, foraminal narrowing at any of the levels. New paragraph, MRI thoracic spine with 3D reconstructions, 11-11-2016. Mild to moderate disc desiccation pattern, disc space thinning, including T5-T6 through T10 through T11. Thoracic vertebra are normal. A central disc protrusion measuring 4 millimeters in AP diameter, T8-T9, with a resultant mild acquired central stenosis of 9 millimeters. T7-T8, slight effacement with small central protrusion. New paragraph, MRI cervical spine with 3D reconstructions, July 5, 2013. Shows trace retrolisthesis, C4 on C5, C5 on C6, minor disc osteophyte complexes with disc protrusions, C6-C7, 1 millimeter right paracentral disc protrusion, borderline central stenosis, C5-C6, evidence for nasopharyngeal retention cysts. New paragraph, laboratory testing demonstrated nutritional deficiencies to vitamin B2 and niacin for which supplementation has been provided. New paragraph. Vitamin B2 deficiency is a known etiology for recurrent cephalgia. Laboratory testing. Was otherwise non-contributory, but did show elevated total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol. Nutritional testing showed it vitamin B3 insufficiency and chromium insufficiency. In paragraph, Lynn reports that she's on her multiple vitamin B complex with vitamin D and iron, zinc, vitamin C. She continues on her sertraline. Famotidine. Topiramate. Lamotrigine. Niacinamide, riboflavin, and L-thyroxine. New paragraph. She does not report that she's having her severe headaches now on this regimen. New paragraph. This is dated 4/9/2025. New paragraph. In consideration of her presentation, we discussed niacinamide treatment, which will be continued. New paragraph. She'll be seen for reevaluation in 3 months. Following her clinical course, which is improved. Paragraph. Sign with my professional signature.